7 richest countries in the world. Now them a have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only place. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. Cause when them think, then things go the people way.
One day them dead, then they not dead.
Anyway, for them to run people life, it's but a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, cause when them think them things go the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Strictly roots and culture. Say we don't want no butcher, don't want you get vulgar. Say it. Tell them, Ziggy Marley.
What do they do for the people?
Melody makers.
America, the so-called
wow.
Where the money went.
Yeah. Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is June the 8th, 2014. And so this lesson, May the 11th, Jesus' mission on earth, you have in St. Matthew chapter 4, the first portion tells the same that we saw in Matthew chapter 4. Jesus in the wilderness is getting in tune with the people. Jesus in the wilderness is getting in tune. He's Atum. See, Pitah has given birth to Atum. And Jesus, Yahushua as Atum, is in the wilderness, getting in tune with the suffering of the people. And here comes the opposer. Here comes the opposer wanting Yahushua to come like Caesar. And the word Caesar has to do with sever. To sever means to cut something away from something, to disconnect something from something, to sever something from something else. And so the system that we live under is a system that has severed us from ourselves, severed us from each other, severed us from the universe, severed us from the truth, from justice, from righteousness, severed us from the land, the wealth, and the resources, severed us from everything that is good and righteous and that is our absolute right. And so, thinking again about Jehovah Elohim, one Jehovah. See, Caesar severs, but Yahuwah makes us one. Again, yes, we are many. Yes, we are disconnected, but we are connected and we are one. Worship the Lord thy God. Jehovah Elohim is one Jehovah, the existing one, father and mother, but one. The Elohim, the children of father, mother, Jehovah, are gods and goddesses, but one. They are children of the Most High, but one. One Yahuwah. What does that mean? Act as one and promote living and existing as one. And so Satan doesn't want Yahushua to do that. So Satan begins to, this is a retelling now, but Satan does what he does, did what he did, and he told him,
Satan told Yahushua, I have the power.
I have the power, and I give the power to whom I give the power. He's trying to seduce Yahushua into being a Caesar-like person that would sever and destroy. He said, power. This word power, let's listen to the pronunciation in the Greek language.
Strong's G, 1849, exousia, exousia.
This is a feminine noun, so we're looking at power as a womb that you go into this womb and you get something out of. This power is defined as the power of choice, liberty of doing as one pleases, physical and mental power to leave or permission. So we're talking about the power to choose and have a choice to leave or go with your own permission. The power over your physical structure, over your mental structure. The power and ability and strength with which one is endued, which he either possesses or exercises. The power of authority and the right of privilege. Authority and influence and right and privilege. Watch this. The power of rule or government. The power of him whose will and commands must be submitted by others and obeyed. Judicial power. Domestic power. Authority to rule. Sisters and brothers, this is you and me. This is our power, but this power has been given over to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So we must become Yaqub. We must become the supplanter. We must grab the heel and crush the head of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. This power that Satan has gotten illegitimately must be taken back. And the only way we can take this power back is to get in tune with Yahushua Christos. Get in tune with the solar science that gives us health, wealth, and prosperity, and liberty, and deliverance. Or else we will face the vengeance. But we must become Atum. We must become Yaqub. We must become that power that will take power. We must be able to make it so that we are able to rule our lives. How do the communists put it? The authority to rule, the power to shape and determine your own destiny. This is the power that is in the hands of the wicked ruling class. But how? He says, this power, Satan talking, I will give. This phrase, will I give? Is that the one I want? Oh, man. What's the one I want? Wait a minute now. The phrase, will I give? Let's see. Will I give thee and glory of them? For that is delivered to me, and I will give it. He's talking about how he has the power and authority to give the right to rule the earth to who he has determined. Well, this second phrase, I will, have. This is defined as have in mind, desire, wish, take delight in, pleasure. So Satan is talking about his wishes, delights, and pleasures. But the root of that word that means I will is this word. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G138, hyreo.
This word in the Greek is defined, it's a verb, and is defined as to prefer, to choose, and watch this now, to choose by vote and elect to office. This word, see, you have to go into the definitions and the etymological roots and the definitions of the etymological root words. This is telling us that the system of voting and electing is in the hands of Satan, the opposer. So yes, many of you voted for Barack Obama. But Barack Obama showed up, I think it was 2008, at the Bilderberg Society and meeting that was held in Europe. Why show up there, Barack Obama? And who was with you, Hillary Clinton? Why did you all go there? Because you two were the front runners. And the system of voting and electing is in the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And they chose you two, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, but they ultimately chose Barack Obama to do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and chose Hillary to be Secretary of State. And these two, chosen by the wicked ruling class, were presented to us to choose one or the other in the electoral process. But they were already chosen by the ruling class House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the Bilderbergs, so that they may usurp our authority to determine the shape of our lives and make us to think that these are working on our behalf for our best interest. But in reality, they sold out to the Bilderbergs, sold out to the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers. And so the devil said, I will give this power and glory to whom I will. I will, and this I will, to vote and to elect to office. So we have to study this science, and we have to study the words to understand really what is going on. And so Jesus, this is a retelling, resisted, teaching us that you and I have the power as Atum to resist the opposer. And this wilderness experience should make us to think of the situation that our sisters and brothers live in, the situation that our sisters and brothers suffer under, the situation that is the system that has caused death, hell, destruction, and division. And so, further in chapter 4 of Luke, we see that he is strong. It says in verse 14, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, not the power of the wicked energy, but the power of the positive energy spirit of the Almighty Jehovah, Father, Mother, existing one, to do what, Yahushua? To promote existing and living for all. He returned to Galilee, which is the circuit. Galil, I believe, in the African Hebrew. That African Hebrew word, Galil, defined as circuit, because the sun moving on the elliptic, the elliptical, the earth looking at the sun, moving in the 12-month zodiac clockwise period of time. The elliptic is the path of the sun as viewed by the earth, from the earth to the sun. So now Yahushua is coming like the Atum sun. Yahushua is teaching us to come like the solar science energy Atum sun and make our circuit. Go through the zodiacs. Go through the attributes and the characteristics and learn of the universe scientifically. And learn of ourselves as a mini universe. And then when we understand this science in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, paraphrasing, quoting, the Spirit, the energy, Spirit is energy. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Lord is Yahuwah, the existing one. So the Spirit energy of existing is upon me. And the Spirit energy of the existing one has caused me and called me, hath anointed me, hath Christed me. Christ literally means anointing, but Christ, the anointing, is teaching us that the atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons are the anointing, are that mechanism for life and birth. So Jehovah, the existing one, the spirit energy, positive spirit energy of the existing one, has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, working class, masses of the proletariat, peoples of the earth, those who are in the villages and the cities and the communities, the poor and the working class who have to get up every day and sell their labor to the wicked ruling class, sell their labor to the corporate leaders who are the husbands that have forsaken us, sell our labor and be abused every day, be denigrated every day. Many men and women all over the earth do not have the opportunity to make any type of living wage, exploited night and day. If you have a union job, you're better off, but no democracy, no power to determine how the company moves, no power to make choices on our own behalf how the company operates. And so many times corporations were shut down, go overseas, take advantage of the slave wage, low wage labor market. Why? We have no power. So we are they who are to be raised up. The gospel to the poor, working class masses raises us up, makes us atum, makes us to be able to call the forces together. No more exploitation by Walmart. No more exploitation by the food industry, food corporations like McDonald's and so on. No more dying in the Congo so we can have diamonds and gold and minerals and whatnot. No more of this exploitation. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach deliverance from all these wicked conditions, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind. Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me, Yahuwah has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to take, we're going to intersplice scripture, take up the serpent, which is healing and wisdom. Per Ankh, Heru, the house of life. Heru represented the solar science. So we're taking up the serpent. We're the healing now. We are to be agents for change, as my assistant pastor said in his message. So taking that title, putting it with this. We are agents of change. We are they who are to be the instrument by which we heal the people, the human family, heal the earth, heal the universe. He, Yahuwah, Father and Mother, have sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Brokenhearted because of the system. Brokenhearted because you lost your home. You lost your job. You lost your loved one. You lost access to health care, education. So the healing is the opposite of those ills in society. The opposite is take over the institutions, take over the governments, become one and administer life, administer crystals, administer solar science, lunar planetary science. Heal the brokenhearted. Preach deliverance to the captive. All the jails full of political prisoners, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Peltier. But you and I, who are not in the literal prison, are in the prison of this system. So we come to free all those who are in the jails spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind. Now, seeing and sight in the Old Testament Hebrew language has to do with a word that is masculine and feminine. So I'm looking at the union of masculine and feminine, the union of men and women. We are disconnected, destroyed because we're disconnected from each other. Men don't understand women. Women don't understand men. We will never be able to see the universe like we should until sacred divine masculine comes together with sacred divine feminine. Recovering of sight to the blind and set at liberty them that are bruised. Yahushua is in tune with the people. Yahushua is in tune with the village. Yahushua is in tune with the proletariat masses of the people. Yahushua says liberty, liberty and justice for all. Liberty to them that are bruised. The word bruised has to do with being crushed and destroyed by the system. And now we move, if we can, to the next lesson, which was taken on May the 18th,
Jesus teaching on the law, and the wicked ones, we're paraphrasing now because we're trying to move, the wicked technicians had taken the law, stomped on it, violated it. They didn't want to even help their own mothers and fathers. So they said, you know, we'll call it a gift to God, knowing they were going to take the gift that should have gone to their parents, because you're supposed to take care of mother, father who gave you life. They took that which was supposed to be by law for their parents, and they rendered it to Caesar. Rendered it to Caesar so that Caesar can continue to kill, destroy, and manipulate. All of it against the law. All of it against the law. When Jesus said about that coin, render to Caesar what's his and to God what belongs to God, what does Caesar own that God doesn't own first? Which means Caesar owns nothing. The Most High, the silver belongs to the Most High. The gold belongs to the Most High. The earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, you and me belong to the Most High. So no one has the right to misuse us and abuse us. And so they made the laws non-effect. And so Yahushua is teaching the hypocrisy, teaching about how the technicians of the system are hypocritical in the misuse, abuse, and violation of the law. But I read above the chapter 15 of St. Matthew, and I ran into some more of this science, sisters and brothers, and it is my pleasure to share this science with you. My God. Chapter 14 of Matthew. Verse 24. You remember after Jesus was talking to the multitudes, Yahushua was talking to the multitudes. And the word multitudes, when you check that definition, it means not those who are the rulers, not those who are the leaders, but it means those masses of people disorganized, those masses of people who need to be organized. So Jesus is talking to the masses who are disorganized, just like the table of elements, disorganized. But that hydrogen atom is to bring order and organization to disorganization. And so he was talking to the multitudes, sent them away, and Yahushua goes into the mountain to pray. Now, in Africa, mountains are sacred and holy. And we know that the mountain, the earth mound, is Ptah. And we know that we taught that the spirit of the Almighty permeates the whole of the universe, including mountains. Now, the Strong's doesn't understand this. The Strong's will tell you that the ancients believed that the spirits inhabited the mountains, but then the Strong's will say that that was ungodly, that was not real, it was superstition. But we know that Africa is right and the ancient ancestors are right, and we know that Einstein's equation is right. E equals MC squared, which means that the spirit energy spirit permeates the whole of the material universe. So Yahushua goes into the mountain Ptah, goes into the mountain to Ptah to pray, to take on the thinking of Ptah, to take on the mind of Ptah, to think on how to bring order out of chaos and turbulence. And so when the evening came, and he was there alone. But verse 24, the ship, see, the disciples were in a ship in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Oh, these words look like they don't mean too much, but these words have great meaning. Now the ship in the water, in the sea. The sea and the water represent the waters of noon. We are to get in tune with the waters of noon, peace, tranquility, oneness. We are to understand, but see, these waters were waves now. These waters were contrary now. These waters are suffering because of the beating of the wind on the water and the energy and the waves which could destroy the ship. And so I looked up the word tossed. And the word tossed tied me in to some more of this science. Tied me in to how the Most High used the hydrogen atom to fashion the universe. And this rendition in the African ancestors about Nun, about Nonet, about her, Hahet, Kuk, Kaket, Amun, Amonet. This rendition about Ptah and Atum and the science of hydrogen as Atum calling all the forces together and understanding that the waters of Nun from which the hydrogen Atum comes from, those waters transmit and conduct and emit light because the waters are translucent and light represents truth. And you and I were bathed in this light and truth in our original pre-incarnate existence before our physical incarnation and existence. We existed in these waters, bathed in light, bathed in truth, translucent, conducting and transmitting light. Well, this word tossed, the ship was tossed. The word tossed is this word in the European Greek.
Strong's G 928, Bassanizo,
is defined as to test metals. Metals coming from minerals, coming from elements. So we're testing minerals and elements on the table of elements to test metals by the touchstone. This touchstone is a black siliceous stone used to test the purity of gold and silver. By the color of the streak produced on it by rubbing it with either metal. So this black stone, and you should be thinking of this black, dark black waters of Nun and the power of hydrogen as the base metal or base element that gives us all the elements on the table of elements, that gives us gold and gives us silver. And so I'm thinking of this, and I was looking at the cosmos hosted by Tyson deGrasse, and he talked about how when you look at light, see, the hydrogen power, the hydrogen is the hydrogen sun emitting white light. Tyson deGrasse said, when you take that white light and put a prism to the white light and fracture that white light, the fracturing of the white light giving us the colors of the rainbow that you can see, but unseen is the black, dark black reality that is dark matter that is unseen and hidden from the physical eye. But when you fracture the light, the white light, and see the colors of the rainbow, in between those colors is this black reality, this hydrogen black sun dark matter melanin of the universe reality that gives us the various colors of the rainbow. And through the black dark matter reality has given us the truth of the universe, the colors. So the test is the dark matter giving us the veracity and integrity of the table of elements, the hydrogen sun, Atum, Aton, sun disk, the Christos, the atom Christos hydrogen power tests the veracity and integrity of the universe. And that base original element hydrogen gives us all of the universe and all of the material reality of the universe. And so Yahushua, representing that power, tests our integrity and veracity, and storms and turbulence and chaos and that which would look like torture. When we stand up, see, the word here is also defined as torture. Because when you stand up for truth, stand up for justice, now you're going to be tested. And sometimes the system will torture us. They will give us pain, grievous, in the mind and the body. The CIA, the FBI, these forces that work on behalf of wicked energy then bring chaos and turbulence into our lives, and now they stand back and see, were we truthful when we said we would stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness, or were we just playing around? But this word teaches us the science of dark matter, the melanin, that dark hydrogen sun power of the universe, and how that power functions to test the veracity and integrity of the elements of the table of elements. And then we look at that scientific rendering and we begin to see chaos and turbulence as a testing ground to see whether or not we will be truthful to the waters of noon experience that we had when we were without form, without void. We were without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. In that time period where we promised the Most High that we would get up and that we stand up, we would stand up. Were we being truthful? Were we exercising our integrity? I hope we were. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the